Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for today's markup and continuing the important work on so many policies that we tried to get over the goal line or out of the Senate and onto the President's desk. So much appreciate that. Let me, too, start by, in this forum, recognizing the tragic events of two air accidents in the last week, DCA and in Philadelphia. Mr. Chairman, our heart goes out to these families for the tragedies they are suffering, for the long-term impacts that they will have from this, and the remaining questions that they want us to answer. I am dedicated, Mr. Chairman, to moving quickly once we have information on resolutions of issues that will enhance the air safety of our system. Having worked both during COVID and in 25 days, working with Senator Wicker, came up with a transportation solution to what we needed to do for our airspace during that time period, and also working with Senator Wicker in short order after the two MAX crashes to push and finalize through Congress a major aviation safety bill. It is imperative that we tell the families we are going to have the same fervor now in getting aviation safety enhancements that will prevent this from happening again. So I hope that we can work together in a very bipartisan fashion, along with our two colleagues, Senator Duckworth and Senator Moran, the subcommittee chair and ranking member, on doing that. And I take the President at his word. The President says he wants to see an increase in aviation infrastructure. He's frustrated by the fact that on a global basis, the system of digitizing our airspace off of radar has moved faster than the United States. So great, Mr. President, we will be calling on you for your help in that effort. On the Luknik nomination, since the hearing last week, the Trump administration has taken a series of unprecedented actions that I find very concerning. I'm very concerned about the President's threat to our North American neighbors and a massive tariffs until we resolve problems. In fact, the Wall Street Journal, quote, called it the dumbest trade war in history, end quote. Tariffs and trade wars are a major problem for my state, where two out of every five jobs are tied to trade-related industries. My state imports $20 billion of goods from Canada, primarily oil, gas, lumber, and electric power, and making our northern border with Washington one of our largest trading partners. So we just got a reprieve for this 25% crazy tariffs that the Commerce Secretary has said he's advocating for the President's policy would cost my constituents $5 billion or more. We need a secretary that understands that these products and these issues need coalition building, not throwing down gauntlets that will lose jobs for my farmers. Over the last 4 years, there has been much investment in infrastructure manufacturing that this committee has supported. Semiconductor expansion, $450 billion right here in the United States, thanks to the CHIPS and Science Act. And Mr. Luknik, in various answers to various members of the committee, did not give a full commitment to making sure this money continues to go out the door. These awards are crucial to catalyzing domestic chip manufacturing states like Texas, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And we heard from many members on both sides of the aisle about whether he would make continued investments in other areas. Tech hubs, NOAA, which you just mentioned, makes up more than 60% of the commerce budget. When asked for the record if NOAA should be dismantled, called for in 2025 project, Mr. Luknik would only say, if confirmed, he would figure it out. Given how central NOAA is for providing accurate weather forecasting, managing our fisheries, protecting our fishermen from Russian and Chinese illegal fishing, I was looking for a stronger commitment. And last week at the hearing, I asked Mr. Luknik about the $19.3 billion illicit transactions for Tether and whether we needed to be more aggressive at doing something about that, given the unbelievable amount of volume of North Korean, South Asian, and various criminal activities on the Tether platform. He said, at some point, software will solve that problem. Well, having been in the software sector, yes, someday it might. But right now, I want to stop the amount of money laundering going through these organizations, and I would hope that he would commit to something much more aggressive than that. Lastly, I thought we had a pretty good answer in the Finance Committee to Mr. Bessent when asked about the same issues of Treasury settlements. You cannot have the United States, someone advocating that Treasuries could get settled on a foreign exchange at a time when we can't even raise the debt ceiling, and then have them prioritize the debt away from the United States. I just can't accept his answer. So I hope that we will be proven wrong, but today my advice and consent is not to vote for Mr. Lutnick. I hope that, Mr. Chairman, we could come to some agreement in the future about FBI briefings. This is just not acceptable. In the past, the committee worked to try to give members as much as 7 days advance notice on the paperwork for both the OG paperwork and the FBI. I accommodated the committee with our Secretary of Transportation nominee and even helped move the hearing from 11 o'clock in the morning, which we didn't have the FBI paperwork, to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Somewhere that day we got the paperwork. Maybe you could think that that was a little less complex, that real world background isn't as interesting as Wall Street background. But nonetheless, yesterday at midday, faced with a briefing, not from the FBI, but from the White House, the counsel directly reporting to the President of the United States did the briefing. He told me that the FBI was just the ancillary collector of the information. I found that very interesting, challenging, tried to wrap my mind around it, but this hearing was already scheduled. So I hope that we can come to a future accommodation that we will at least give members 24 hours. I'd advocate for 7 days, but at least 24 hours before this FBI briefing process. Members have the information, they can communicate to our down dais members. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to turn to the bills at hand, and as I mentioned in my previous comments, I support this markup in 17 bills that are on here. 12 were advanced out of the committee in the last Congress, and 5 of those passed the Senate, so I hope we get them now through the House and all the way to the President's desk. And separately, 5 additional bills were negotiated with our House colleagues, which shows a great deal of bipartisan work from our colleagues and what they have done to try to move progress. I very much appreciate the S-99, Strengthening Support for American Manufacturers, by Senators Peter and Blackburn. I very much support the DRIVES Act by Senator Fisher and Duckworth and Blackburn, the Promoting Resilient Supply Chain that I authored with our colleagues, Senator Blackburn and Blunt Rochester, because I think this is a very ripe issue for our committee to continue to focus on. I so much appreciate the support of the Tickets Act by Senator Schmidt and Markey, the Fire Ready Nation by Senator myself and Senator Sheehy. I look forward to working with him as the Pacific Northwest has been a pretty good, let's just say, I don't know whether Senator Sheehy agrees, but I think we probably have at least a 10-year run on everybody else already of dealing with this problem. So our ideas about technologies and solutions that have worked already that need to be expedited, I think we have a good viewpoint on that. And then the AM radio bill, Mr. Chairman, very much appreciate your and Senator Markey's continued push for this legislation. I represent a state prone to natural disasters. I don't know what to say, whether it's Mount St. Helens, whether it's the fires I just mentioned, unbelievable flooding given the big storms that we're hit with. And I like the notion that we are going to have good old-fashioned ham radio and car radios. I just think that we need to continue to have emergency response for people and think outside the box of how to scale that. Now, you think, well, that doesn't sound, well, go read the article that somebody wrote called The Big One. Is the big one going to hit the Pacific Northwest? Are we going to be at a point where we're going to be devastated from a grand implosion volcano experience that might just cause a lahar from Mount Rainier? The consequences are as devastating as some of the major events in the Louisiana and the South. So I hope that we will do something that thinks outside the box on how to keep communication going and not just respond to some of the requests by people that think that the digital solution is just the only solution. And lastly, Mr. Chairman, not on the agenda, but I hope that we will continue our focus on rail safety. I know the Vice President went to East Palestine, and I look forward to working with you on that issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.